All right, guys. So real quick, I wanted to talk about a little bit of a controversy in the LEGO community recently. As a lot of you guys know, there's been a lot of LEGO leaks, and I believe some of them have been made official LEGO news now, but pretty much all of these leaks are confirmed for the most part that are coming out in the LEGO sphere. You know, we've got, well, LEGO Star Wars to be in particular. We have the 65th Coruscant Guard LAAT gunship. We've got the UCS Venator that's going to be out, which should have Captain Rex and I believe it's Admiral Yularen in there, which will be pretty cool. I think that will be fairly neat. On top of that, we've got the Yavin 4 set, which I believe there's official images for that now, which has its own whole little controversy in it. People are very upset about like the Y-wing bomber in it and stuff like that. Maybe I'll make a separate episode just to talk about that at some point. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah. But on top of that, we also got news about a brand new LEGO Advent calendar that's coming out. That seems actually pretty good this year. There's a ton of great minifigures in it, and that's what really makes a great advent calendar to me. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think this will be one of the better advent calendars that LEGO Star Wars has ever released. Pretty excited. Beyond that, we also have a Yoda Starfighter, which is honestly pretty boring looking. I don't know. It doesn't really do anything for me. Maybe some people out there will really like it, but you know, that's all right. Either way, all of those are just sort of these mini controversies. But there's two big ones. The first one I want to talk about is the 332nd clone troopers of the 332nd clone trooper swamp speeder. It's pretty bad. This swamp speeder is, I have to say, I'm not really looking forward to it all that much. It's an extremely basic build. This is going to be one of the $30 sets that's coming out, and that just seems a little overpriced to me, especially because in 2020, we got another $30 set that came with, again, four different clone troopers who were a little bit more elaborate than these guys from the 501st, and it was a whole walker that was a lot bigger, and on top of that, there was also two battle droids that came with that thing. No battle droids in this. Really boring, lame swamp speeder build that we've had like multiple times now. We've had a lot of swamp speeders. And this little tiny turret thing, which the tiny turret thing is like kind of cool, I have to say, but overall, like not the greatest of battle packs for 30 bones. And the big thing that people are extremely upset about are the helmets. People are darn tootin' mad about the helmets. First of all, this has basically been disproven, well, not disproven, but just falsified, is the renders of the helmets originally had this really thick brow line above the visor, sort of, and it made them look like they had a unibrow, sort of, and that was like a major controversy for people. People hated this unibrow, and rightfully so. It looked really stupid. It made all of the other things look washed out compared to this really thick black unibrow. It just didn't work for the figure, but it turns out that is simply just the fact that the set has a rendering and not an actual photo of it, and so the rendering made the blacks look way blacker than they actually were. So that's not actually a true part of the scandal anymore, but people are really getting upset about these helmet holes. I think the main person sort of dragging this fight out about the helmet holes is going to be M&R Productions, who has just made it very clear he despises these helmet holes multiple different times. It is no secret that he hates these helmet holes. And I frankly agree with him. I don't think I'm quite as upset about it, but the helmet holes do look bad. They're a bad addition to these figures that once were really, really great. And it just places them in a bad part of the helmet and just makes them look doofy. It's not a good part of this, I have to say. And people are very up in arms about this, more so than I ever would have thought. It's very interesting. And on top of that, You know, the Swamp Speeder is very lackluster, a little expensive, the whole thing. But on top of that, there's also these mechs coming out, which people are also very upset about. The Boba Fett mech, the Darth Vader mech, and the Stormtrooper mech. All of the minifigures for the mechs actually look very, very good. But the mechs themselves look like garbage. It's very weird. I don't know why they're releasing Star Wars mechs. Literally no one asked for this. Not a soul asked for this. It's very bizarre. It feels like they're not seeing what their true audience is. The only thing I can think of that will make these mechs worth picking up is the fact that, hey, the minifigures in them will end up being a little cheaper because of them, and that's pretty nice. But overall, just the mechs in general, just really garbage. I don't understand why they're doing this. I don't understand Lego. I mean, they come out with all of these great leaks. I mean, they're not releasing them, but these leaks come out that everyone is so excited for. The Yavin 4 base, you know, all the Clone Wars stuff. And bit by bit, as more information about each set comes out, it's getting worse and worse. People are getting more and more upset by the entire ordeal. And so I'm at the point where, like, now if the Venator and the LAAT are both bad, this turned from a really, really great year for Lego Star Wars to an incredibly bad year. So it kind of sucks. I'm just a little bit disappointed, a little bit nervous, and hoping that it will eventually get a smidge better. I don't know. I'm really hoping. But yeah, and the Yavin 4 set, I might as well talk about it, but the Yavin 4 set, people just really hate the Y-Wing Bomber. They feel like it has no place there. People are also saying they don't like the look of the minifigures. They're a little too cartoonish for a lot of people, I guess, which is a bit of a bummer. Beyond that, I think people are also just kind of like upset that it's not that great of a set from the looks of it. In terms of what you get, you know, when you've got like Harry Potter getting a new set every year, that's crazy cool, has insane amounts of different things in it and just looks amazing. And then meanwhile, we get nothing. Like, all the Harry Potter sets have amazing Easter eggs and crazy new stuff in them every time. And like, it's so many references. And the Star Wars sets, like, that had the opportunity to have that, like Yavin 4, they just have nothing. So I think that's where the disappointment comes from as well. Either way, guys, that's going to be it for the LEGO Scandal Talk today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.